a reading from Rarasudaniti by Prabhupada Saraswati and the commentaries of Anantadas Bhavaji Maharaj. Verse 120. Brahmad Brukuti Sundaram Spirita Charubimbadaram Grahi Madhura Hankritam Pranaya Kili Kobakulam Maharasik Molina Savaya Kotukam Vikshitam Swarami Tava Radike Ratikala Sukam Shimukam. Translation. So this is an example of a sadhaka or a sadhaka in Manjari Bhav or in Siddhadeya, either one. O Sri Radhike, I remember your beautiful face, full of loving full of the joy of loving hearts. Fearfully but eagerly looking at the great king and relishers with loving, playful anger and making sweet rebukes with your beautiful bimba red lips and the sweet movements of your eyebrows. So the meditation is fixed completely on Rarani's eyes and eyebrows and face and her mouth. These are all beautiful parts. Sukham Shimukam. So look at the word for word. Brahmad Brukuti. Brukuti means like eyebrow. Eyebrow is Ru in Sanskrit. Brukuti means Brahmad means wandering. Brahmate, come Raghavanji. The eyebrows are wandering. Sundaram, her beautiful eyes. And she's manifesting wandering eyes. Sundaram Spurita Charu Bimbadaram. She has very beautiful red lips, which are Grahi Madhura Hankritam. They're emitting sweet screams. It just says playful anger, but sweet rebukes. Hankara means screaming, yelling, roaring, I don't know. Pranaya Kali Koba, agitated by anger in a love play with Krishna. She's eagerly looking at Maharasik Molina. Means the king of great rasiks, with some fear in her eyes. Sabaya, baya means fear, with fear. Sabaya kotukam, and joy also. I remember this beautiful face of Rarani, who is kotukala, ratikala, who is expert in all the ways and means of erotic love. And Sri Mukha means Radharani's face, it means beautiful face. Sri Mukha. So, the commentary here, there's no real points of tattva, it's just leelas to describe a particular Nayaka Bhav, a particular Bhav, the heroine, female. Hero Nayaka displays in association with her lover Krishna. So there's eight types of Nayaka Bhavas. So this one called Kila Kinchit Bhav, which is very much appreciated by Rasik Janas. Kincha means a little and Kila means many, like Akila means many. Akila Bandhu means a friend of the universe. So Kila Kinchit Bhav means a little of many bhavas mixed together. So we'll hear what that means. This verse immediately brings to mind the face of Radharani displaying her Kila Kinchit Bhav that she shows during Dhan Lila at Dhan Gati Govardhan. when she's playing with Krishna and the gopis. This is depicted in Don Kali Kamudi by Rupa Goswami. It quotes a verse from there. May the sight of Radharani displaying Kila Kinshit Bhav, which is like a flower bouquet of great fortune. May you see this. And seeing that, may this sight bring you good fortune. Anytime you remember Radharani, your fortune is manifesting in your memory and heart. When Madhav blocks Radharani's way in Don Gati, there's a bright smile in Radharani's heart, and Radharani's sweetly curved eyes grow bright and fill with tears that are scattered over her eyelashes. Her eyes grow slightly pinkish, being sprinkled by Krishna's cunning behavior, but they shrink when Hari comes before her. She contracts her eyes, closes her eyes when Krishna appears before her. Vishnu Chakravarti writes a commentary on this verse. He says, Rupa Goswami teaches Nirjalana Mani, what is Kila Kinshit Bhav? What is the sentiment, the emotion of love called Kila Kinshit? It's a mixture of pride. And it's a mixture of pride, desire, crying, smiling, envy, fear, and anger. That's quite a kitchery, quite an amazing collection of emotions all at one time being displayed. So Kila Kinshit Bhav is a mixture of different feelings and sentiments. He says, there's seven different internal moods that creates a mixture which is called Kila Kinshit Bhav, pride, desire, weeping, smiling, envy, fear, and anger. We find that Radharani's internal smile represents the slightly blossoming of flowers. This is a comparison Rupa Goswami makes, compares Radharani's display of these seven different bhavas to a bouquet of different flowers. Roses, kadamba, mogra, chui, whatever. Tuberose and every different kind of thing. So, teardrops are a sign of crying born from negligence. In the case of the bouquet, the tears of Radharani represent honey oozing from the flowers. The slightly pinkish color in Radharani's eye corners is a combination of red and white. White stands for Radhika's smile, and red for anger. So her eyes, the look in Radharani's eyes is conveying happiness and acceptance, and at the same time conveying anger and rejection. So it's an interesting combination of seemingly opposite emotions. Smile of happiness and interest, and frowning and anger, angry look in the eyes of disinterest and detachment. So that's what causes the pink color. Pink color is faded red, it becomes pink. So you mix red with a lot of white color, you get pink.
Yes.
Pink is the color of rose or white and red flowers. Sprinkled by Madhava's cunningness indicates Radha's hidden desires coming forth from the mother of Ras. The contraction of Radharani's eyes are a sign of fear. In the case of the flower bouquet analogy, the contraction of the eyes are like a flower in a budding stage. So our eyes are compared to a flower, and they're squinting or slightly closed out of anger. It's like a flower bud. When they're open, profitable, open widely out of joy, then that's when she's happy, not fearful. So fearful eyes are budding flower of the Kiyo Kinshin bouquet. That's some analogy Rupa Goswami makes. And the Natas is commenting on that. The sweet curving of Rarani's eyes are a sign of her pride and envy. So, this beautiful verse of this book, Rarasuni, is based on Rupa Goswami's Don Kaili Kumudi, and later by another book of a similar Leela, Don Leela, by Das Goswami called Don Kaili Chintamani. It's nice to read both these books and see which one is your favorite. Read Rupa Goswami's Don Kaili Kumudi and read Raghunath Das Goswami's Don Kaili Chintamani. They're both different, quite a bit different. So you read both and see if you can detect the difference in bhava and vision and understanding, presentation. That are quite different. Okay, that's about it. This verse doesn't have much kind of tava. Other than this, as he said, he closed the verse by saying, I want to remember it. He says, Smarami tava radhika ratikala sukham shimukham. I want to remember the beautiful face of Radharani when she's displaying all these artistic expressions of her rati, of her amorous love for Krishna. I want to meditate and remember that face of Radharani at the time of Kiyo Kinshin Bhava. So this is what the teacher of bhakti is teaching us. This is subject matter for meditation. The category is called Rup Dhyan, meditating on the form of Radharani, and specifically meditating on her face in a specific circumstance when Krishna, by his behavior, incites Radharani's heart with a type of bhava called Kiyo Kinshin Bhava, which is a Nayaka bhava. The eight specific bhavas that are displayed by the Nayaka, not the Nayak. Nayaka means beloved, and Nayaka is the lover. So these eight bhavas are primarily, for the most part, exhibited by Radharani and not Krishna. One bhava, Abhisara bhava, and Vasak Sajika, these are two of the Nayaka bhavas, Vasak Sajika and what's the first one? Going Love Journey? Abhisar Nayaka. So Radharani goes out to meet Krishna. Sometimes Krishna's going out to meet Radharani. Radharani gets to the kunj and she starts waiting for Krishna, and she displays a bhava called Vasak Sajika. And Krishna also comes first to the kunj and also displays this type of bhava in his own way, called Vasak Sajika, waiting in a residence, waiting in a kunjavas for the lover or beloved to arrive. So I'll read another translation of this verse. This is verse 120. This is Radharani's face being described. The title of this verse, according to this translator, Radharani's divine face, furious and loving anger. That's a pretty heavy title. Restlessly dancing eyebrows, loveliness, trembling beautiful cherry lips, emitting the sweetest love screams, highly perturbed and loving sport of anger, all due to rustic Molly, the connoisseur of relishers. With a terrified, prankish novel stare, I remember Shirodike, your divine face, full of the pleasures of amorous artistry. That's a very nice way to translate the last line. That's very nice to read that again. It says, Rati Kala Sukham Shimukham. So he says, I remember your divine face, Shimukham, full of the pleasure of amorous artistry. Rati Kala Sukham. Kala means artistry, Rati means amorous. Full of the pleasure of amorous artistry. Rati Kala Sukham, Shimukham. Nice phrase. Rati Kala Sukham, Shimukham. So now we'll read verse 121. And this is, he's remembering Rasgula again. It's kind of repetitive. We had a similar verse before. We never covered this verse before, so we'll cover it now. It describes the scene of Radharani arriving at the Rasa dance, what she looks like, what the appearance is. Text 121. Unmilan Mukuta Chata Parilashad Dik Chakra Balam Spurat Kher Angada Hara Kankana Gata Nirduta Ratna Chabi Shoni Mandala Kinkani Kalavaram Kalaravam Manjira Manjurdwani Shrimat Parasaroram Bhaja Mano Rarabhidana Maha. O mind. It says Bhajamana. Bhajamana, we say Bhajamana. So Bhajamana means, O mind, stop your nonsense. Worship the lotus feet of that transcendental light named Radha. Here we go, transcendental lights again. Chata Chabi Swarat. So he's directing his mind to absorb itself and worship Radharani. Radharani is manifesting as the crown of all beauties, beauties in all directions, stretching to the horizon. Radharani's bangles, necklaces, and armlets defeat the splendor of jewels, and the sash of bells on her hips softly jingle along in a lovely way with the ankle bells on her feet. So this is Radharani. So I'll read the word for word in the commentary. Commentary is all Leela. This is Leela time, hearing Leela's meditation, Leela. Omila Mukuta Chata Parilasad. Her crown manifests the splendor in all dik chakrabalam in all directions, are illuminated by the splendor of her crown. Kayara Angada means armless. Hara means necklaces. Kankana means bangle. They're due to defeating Ratna Chavi, luster of jewels. Like that. This word, the English, the Sanskrit word meaning. Manjira is ankle bells. Manju is lovely. Manjira Manjurdwani. The sound of her ankle bells is very lovely. Manjira Manjurdwani. Like we have Shang Tuani, where you blow the conch shell and it makes a sound, Tuani. And we have after Arati, some missions they have what they call Praying Tuani. Praying Tuani, where they speak the names of the Acharyas. Sri Granganitana, Kijai, like that. Navadi, Dham Kijai, Vrindavan, that's called Praying Tuani. Speaking loudly and love, glorifying devotees and Leela Stalis. So let's read the commentary. The full moon night in Vrindavan is bursting with wonderful natural beauty, creating a desire for Rasa dance with the Braja Sundaris in Rasa Bihari's heart. In order to invite the gopis to Ras, he plays his enchanting flute. He quotes a verse from Ujjvala Mani. Murali, Murali Nindamritam, Sarvesha Madhya Pravaram, Udipanam. The sound of Murali, Krishna's Murali, comes forth from his moon-like mouth. Is known to be the greatest of amorous incitations. Udipam means an exciting factor. The moonshine, the spring breeze, the flute playing, the seeing Krishna, seeing Radharani. So Udipananam, Sarvesham Madhya Pravaram, among all the influential instigators and inspirers of Ras, there's nothing greater than the Krishna's Murali, Murali Ninda. It's nectar flute. So why is it called nectar? Nectar because it gives life. They say Rasayana nectar. Nectar means no death. Amrita means no death. So the sound of Krishna's flute brings the hearts of the gopis alive. Her hearts spring to life and burst with energy and excitement and enthusiasm when the mantri, when the sukhis hear Krishna's Murali Dar play his Murali. Sannidas sings a song to explain how does Radharani respond when she hears the sound of Krishna's flute. Sham Bansari Sarvasahari Paranapagali. Sham plays his flute. The Radharani is speaking here. Sham plays his flute at noontime, taking everything away from us, burning our hearts, and making us mad. Why is he doing like that? Why is he doing that? Kaite suete chite badir korya bansi mani dasi. I can't think of anything else but Krishna's flute anymore. Whether I'm kaite suete, whether I'm eating or sleeping, this flute has made me deaf. This flute makes me give up everything and makes me mad. I start thinking of myself to be a maidservant, mani dasi. And then Radharani says, the noose, like a rope with a knot in it for hanging yourself, the noose of Kana's flute has trapped my family tradition, my patience, my moral principles, and my shame. So Krishna's throwing this noose, and inside that noose, he's pulled the rope tight, and inside he's captured all Rani's morality, her patience, her dodger, her shame. And Rani says, this has all happened because of Kanu's flute. Kanu Sarvasva Bansi, Bansi Wari, Krishna Murari. Now it describes when Krishna gets to the Rasa dance and all the gopis meet him there. Before Ravana gets there, which we heard described before, is another description. Krishna pretends to be indifferent and not interested in the gopis until Radharani arrives. Then everything changes. The attraction explodes with renewed enthusiasm. The sound of Krishna's flute attracts hundreds of loving gopis who run towards Krishna. The mantris carefully dressed in ornament, Prem Pagalini Rai, and help her meet Vamsidhari. Even if all the gopis are right, the Rasa-lila can't start without the auspicious arrival of Rasheshwari Rai. Rasika Rai, Rasa Rasi Krishna, cuts some jokes with the gopis before Rasheshwari Radharani arrives. This is Sanat Goswami's explanation of Krishna Upekshavani in chapter 29, 10th canto. Upekshavani means displeasing words, discouraging words. As long as Radharani has not arrived, Krishna merely pretends by joking to reject the gopis who had come to him for the rasa dance. But as soon as Radharani arrives, Shamasundar begins the rasa dance. Sanat Goswami comments on this Bhagavatam verse. All the gopis respond to Krishna's flute and come to him for rasa dance. At that time, Krishna tested their love by pretending to reject them, speaking unfavorable words of indifference. This broke the gopis' hearts and made them offer humble prayers to him. All this happened before Radharani came. As soon as Radharani came, Krishna smiled and started dancing. He could not reject Radhika in the same way as he rejected the other gopis. Okay, that's the power of Radharani. The Bhavas, the Pandas at Radhika, when they describe Radharani, they speak a little English, they say Radharani is the supreme powerhouse. Radharani is the supreme powerhouse. All of Rishvasi get their power, get their electricity from Radharani. They're on Radharani's grid, or electric grid. Supreme powerhouse. It sounds so cute because they don't know any English. They know about 10 words in English. That's one phrase they have. When they're getting a donation, I start to catch your heart by saying cool things. It works also. So as soon as Radha arrives, Krishna gives up his feigned indifference. He laughs and meets with all the beautiful gopis of Braj. Today Krishna is joking in the same way, but as soon as the great light begins to shine on the horizon, the great light is the light of Radharani's lotus feet. Shama's hair stands up in ecstasy. Shama immediately understands by the effulgence manifesting on the perimeter of the rasa dance. Here comes the sun. Here comes Bhanu Nandini, Radharani. Krishna respectfully gets up to welcome the empress, the queen of the rasa dance, eagerly looking in all directions, where in the direction of the effulgence. His eyes become attracted to Radharani's shiny armlets, angada, the necklaces, waist belts, and ankle belts. These ornaments of Radharani are filled with Mahabhav through the touch of Mahabhav personified. Therefore, the author describes Radharani's luster defeats the splendor of jewel. Nirdutta Ratna Chavi. Ratna means jewel, Nirdutta means defeat. along with Shyamasundara, the mantris relish the luster of Srimati's ornaments. Slowly, slowly, the sweet sounds of Radhika's singing angel bells and waste bells become audible, appearing like a stream of nectar through Nagara's ears. These lovely sounds of Radharani's ornaments cause Krishna to float in the ocean of Ras. Rishesri has come, and Shyamasundara most respectfully takes her to the center of the Rasa dance. Now Srimati's sweet Rasa dancing can begin. The maid servant keeps her eyes fixed on Radharani's lotus feet. O mind, worship the beautiful lotus feet of this transcendental light named Radharani. So, this is in bhakti what it means by seeing the light. In yoga and dhyan, they have the idea of seeing Brahman, having darshan of Brahman, Brahma Jyoti, the light of Brahman. So we want to see the light of Radharani's feet, shining up our darkened hearts with Radharani's light of love, her light of compassion, her light of wisdom, and her light of sweetness. All these things are possible to become illuminated for one who dedicates their life to Radharani. I'll read the verse again, another translation, see what this devotee made of it. It's always interesting to see different people's idea. That's 121. Glaringly effulgent tiaras, shimmering halo, beautifully sports in all directions, stretching to the horizon. Glistening sleek armlets, bracelets and necklaces, refracting a collective flickering of jewel-like coronas, hip-spanning belt of softly tinkling tiny bells, anklets charming musical chime, embellishing her divine lotus feet's majesty. Oh, my dear mind, just worship the effulgence known as Radharani. So there's what we call mana shiksha. Many Vaishnavas write mana shiksha. And Raghunath Das writes mana shiksha. So this is instruction to the mind. Meditate on the feet of Radharani. 8 marks on Radharani's right foot. 11 charanchina, 11 marks on her left foot. Krishna is reversed. Krishna has 11 on his right, 8 on his left. So now another verse here. These are short verses. Just for the Leela's meditation. This is 122, Radha Sunidhi. Shama Mandala Moli Madana Mani Shamana Raga Spurad Ramod Beda Vibhavi Takritiraho Kashmira Gora Chabi Sat-sat-sativa unmada kamakili tarala mam patu manda smara smita mandara jumakunja mandira gata govinda pate shri. So the translation. May Govinda's enthroned queen, who is the crown ornamenting all the most beautiful girls of Vrindavan, who is adorned with thrill bumps of ecstatic love for Shyam, whose body shines like kumkum, and gold, was very restless due to her very intoxicating, erotic playfulness, who smiled sweetly when she arrived in her kunja in a grove of mandara trees. May she protect me. So he's asking for protection. Patu Mam. May Radharani protect me. Patu Mam. That word for word, Shamanda Moli Mandana. Among all the circle of Mandala, the circle of beautiful girls, Shama is a type of wonderful, beautiful woman. All the Shama Mandala, she's the crown, Moli. Mandana, decorating. She's decorating. They take all the beautiful girls from Vrindavan and have one crown. She's wearing a crown, and she is the crown of all the beautiful girls. Jeweled crown. Shama Anuraga. She has passion, Anuraga, passion and love for Krishna. She's manifested Shama Anuraga Swara. She's manifesting all times. And as a result of that, she has thrill bumps on her body and in excitement, Vibhavita, her form. And her complexion, Radharani, is a combination of saffron and gold. Kashmira Gora, Kashmira Saffron. What does that mean? Her body is molten gold in color because the anurag in her heart, it gets from her heart, it creates this anurag, which is a deep red color, which gives a tint to her eyes color. It says Kunkumagni. There's a word in Vidalkuswanji, it says Kunkumagni. Your limbs are like Kunkum. Doesn't mean she has red powder or sphere on her limbs. It means that because her ecstasy, her heart, creates a certain intensity of her skin color, skin tone, looks saffron red with gold. The tone of her skin, the complexion is gold. But due to this position of the heart, this excitement of the heart, gives her reddish gold color. It's called Gaurakta. Vishwabhanandani outshines all the gopis in luster, attributes, beauty, love, and the art of dancing. The maidservant's heart is filled with pride, all that. So it's different. The source of pride in the material world is us. We become proud of what we have, our beauty, our strength, our knowledge, our wisdom, our talents. But the Manjaris, they have a lot of all that stuff, beauty, talent, knowledge. But their pride rests with Radharani. They've invested the quality of pride in Radharani. They're proud to see the intensity of Radharani's love. They're proud to see the beauty of Radharani and her love and her artful dancing and artful playing of the veena. Many gopis play veena, but no one can play veena like Radharani. She's what we call veena virtuosa. She's a virtuosa. She's an expert, a supreme expert in playing veena. So, the maidservant observes Radharani's beautiful limbs are adorned with golden reddish color, which and throw bombs of ecstatic love as she sees her numberless sakis satisfying Krishna Rasa festival. So Rai is full of ecstatic love when she sees her sakis pleasing Krishna while they're dancing and cavorting in Rasa. Just as Krishna resembles a green emerald, Marakatamani, when his cloud blue sham color mixes with a golden color of Radharani, yellow and blue make green. That's basic. So Radharani's yellow color and Krishna's blue color make a Marakatamani. Krishna becomes Marakatamani when he's with Radharani. Similarly, Radhika's golden luster assumes a vermilion shade when she contacts blue Krishna. So, how sweet is the wonderful meeting of King Kri's heart? How sweet is their meeting? Excuse me. How sweet is the meeting of Radha? Sweet is the wonderful meeting of Radha Krishna. The Manjari's heart is absorbed in this vision. Radha-sham Milan, meeting of Radha-sham. As the Rasa dance, Sham sits down with his Gopi lovers. And the Manjari fans them. As they're taking a short nap, Krishna enjoys with his sakis in different kunjas on the bank of the Yamuna. Sri Shukha Muni describes his pastime in Rasa Chapter 33. Although Krishna is Atmaram, self-satisfied, he expanded himself into one form for every gopi and enjoy them. That's why he says, for every liberated soul, there's one form of Krishna. It's told in Priti Sundaravanuche 10, and also in Briya Bhavatamrita. Vaishnava Toshni says on this verse, 10:33:20, this is Snan Goswami's commentary, when Krishna took rest, he assumed one form again. Because previously when he was dancing, he expanded many forms. When he went to each kund with different sakhi, he didn't go in many forms, he went in one form. No, excuse me. After the rasa dance, he became one form. When they sat down to rest and got fanned and had some nectar drink. And then when he went to enjoy in different kunjas, he expanded himself into many forms, to enjoy each gopi separately and their separate kuns. So this is the interplay and brush of Aishwarya and Madhurya. Basic Leela is Madhurya, Madhurya Leela, Rasa Leela, but there's a touch of Aishwarya. We see here in Braj Mandal, Aishwarya is on the background. Aishwarya is here working all the time. The analogy that Acharyas use, which I described before, is that you have a pot of milk, 100-liter pot of milk boiling on the stove, and you drop a blade of grass in that milk. The blade of grass will disappear at the bottom and circumambulate out, invisible around the bottom. And after 5-6 minutes, you may see a blade of grass rise to the surface of the boiling milk. So, boiling in the background, active but not visible in the background of Madhurya is the Aishwarya of Krishna. Very nice analogy. When it's necessary to manifest Aishwarya, in Vrindavan, Krishna manifests Aishwarya to increase the Madhurya. The 16,000 gopis had to wait for their turn to dance with Krishna. Maybe a few nights of Brahma. That's just one night. So he doesn't keep you waiting. When you're ready to dance, Krishna's ready to dance. That's what bhajan is all about. Getting Adhikar to dance, to serve Krishna in Vrindavan. So now Ananda Swaji continues. The maidservant can relish the sweet sight of Radha Krishna's amorous pastime through the halls of the wish-fulfilling desire vines. And she sees that Radhika has become very restless because of amorous excitement. She is so expert in such ratikeli that Krishna feels like a beggar in a palace. Radharani is the queen in the palace. In the palace of Prema. Radharani is the queen in the palace of Prema. And Krishna is a beggar at the front door. He's knocking on the door. The Dandi, Radharani, Madhukari, please give me some love. You're a beggar in the palace. You're overwhelmed and flabbergasted by Radharani's Madan Mahabhav. When Srimati sees Shyam's condition, she smiles slightly and decides to teach him all the arts of lovemaking. Ratikala. We heard that in the last verse. Ratikala. Our hero Krishna submissively follows his teacher. That's a good student, good shishya. Radhikara Prema Guru, Ami Shishya Nath. Radhani is a guru and I'm a dancing disciple. Nath means dancing. So Krishna dances to the will and wish of Radhani. The maestro understands that the love pastimes are over and her time to serve has come. So she enters the kunja to blissfully serve Radha Krishna. Cool scented water and betel leaves mixed with camphor. And she fans them with a chamara. After this, Swami sits down on jeweled throne, Radha Simhasan, with her submissive Nagar. At this time, Radharani appears to the maidservant like Govinda's enthroned queen. In other words, Krishna has honored the queen by submitting to the queen, becoming her humble servant and humble disciple. Now he's established Radharani on Radha Simhasana, the jeweled throne, and he's enthroned her there as a queen. Vrindavaneshri, Premeshri, Radharani. So then the Mantri prays, may this Pateshri protect me. Pateshri means enthroned queen, a queen who is a reigning queen, the queen who is reigning over the kingdom. She's enthroned, she's sitting on the queen's chair as the ruler of the kingdom. So the ruler of the kingdom of Prema is Radharani and Radharani alone. So I'll read another translation. A lot of verses going on today. Not much commentary, just some gentle meditations to stimulate our heart, nourish our bhakti lata bija. Tell this verse, Govinda's predominating princess waiting in the divine bower. Crest jewel among the society of young maidens. Radharani's entire form is thrilled with tingling throbs caused by her pure love for Shyam. That's pretty interesting description. Tingling throbs. That's a way of saying trembling. Tingling throbs. caused by a pure leopard shell. Oh, Radharani's complexion is saffron-tinged fairness. Fairness means gory. So it says, Kashmir Agora Chubby. The word Gora means fair, means white, it means golden. So it says, Kashmir Agora Chubby. Chubby means light, effulgence, radiance. And Kashmir means saffron. Because originally most all the saffron in India, even today, comes from Kashmir. Extremely restless in her intensely mad eagerness for amorous sport of fun. May that Radharani protect me. Smiling pleasantly, having arrived in the temple grove of desire trees, Govinda's predominating princess. So Govinda Pateshri, Pateshri is translated as predominating princess. Here the translator translated as queen. Rani's predominating princess, Pateshri. Nice way to translate. The queen of prema, the princess of prema, prema Pateshri. This is text 123. This is very nice verses to glorify Radharani. Very heart melting to hear this kind of description. Heart comforting and heart melting. 1, 2, 3. Upasya Charanambuje Brajabritam Kishori Ganer Mahadbir Purusher Apari Bhavya Bhavotsave Agara Rasadamani Swaparapadma Sevavido Videhi Madarujulam Eva Kritim Mam Adishri. All this Pateshri, Madeshri, Makeshri, Kreshri, Sadeshri, Sreshri, Shivaya Partishri. The Laishri action here. Mam Adishri. Translation. My Ishri. That's Radharani. Your lotus feet are worshipped by the adolescent girls of Braj and even by the greatest souls. And even the greatest souls cannot understand the festival of your emotions. Please instruct me in the service of your sweet and splendid lotus feet that are the abode of deep rasa. So here he's asking for a shiksha. He wants Radharani to be his guru and Bhav guru, Prem guru, like Krishna, Radhikar Prem guru, Amishishana. So it says, Upasya Charanam Bhuje, those feet are, Radharani are my worshipable object, Upasya. And she's worshipped by Kishori Gan, Brajabritam Kishori Jan. He's worshipped by all the Braja Kishoris. Ma Maharadvir Purusha. Even by great rishis and sages, Mahadvi Purusha. These great rishis and sages like Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, and Uddhava, so many people are worshiping. Apari Bhavya Bhavotsave. She has inconceivable emotions. She herself is a festival, Utsav, of inconceivable Bhav. Apari Bhavya Bhavotsave. Agata Rasadamani. Agata means It means deep. Agada samskara. Agada samskaras are described in Bhakti Yogacara. They're deep impressions, deep in our chitta, gathered from last life. Agada samskaras. Agada means deep, rasa dhamini. She's a dhamini. She's a abode of flavor, a abode of deep rasas. Sva para padma seva vido. In this way, videi, dhanandeyi, videi means please give me the service of your lotus feet. And Mother Ujjalam Kritam Mamadish, my Adishri, my original and supreme eternal Swami Ishri, Mam Adishri, is Radharani. I'm begging for a kriti, for order to worship her brilliant, her Mother Ujjalam, her brilliant Mother of Brain. That's basically word for word. I read the translation already. Now we'll read a commentary. Oh, tomorrow. Read a commentary on verse 123 tomorrow. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.